Let's sit down once again with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly catch-up of some of the big news stories coming from the UK sight loss charity. Matt, thank you very much for joining us again.
Hello, Alan. Nice to speak to you.
So a few topics to get through today. Quite a busy week, of course, with National Volunteers Week and the Jubilee. We're going to be mentioning a little bit about that. But we're going to start, first of all, with cost of living. So we have spoke about this before, but I know you're keen just to keep letting people know that RNIB are doing a lot of work on this, a lot of research, a lot of help and a lot of support.
Just a couple of things. I mean, first of all, just to remind people that, you know, we're very keen to hear from people and to take, you know, real life examples, big or small, and ideas we can use to help our beneficiaries. We're doing that very actively inside the organisation, actually really prompting our staff to come forward with ideas, you know, to feed into our sort of formal routines around this. So, you know, with the Chancellor standing up last week and going some way with the windfall tax to be able to support parts of society that need the support, and that would include a lot of blind and partially sighted people, we're very mindful of this being something that we are sort of managing, you know, as a real life issue week in, week out. It's very much part of the fabric of our rhythms at the moment, is making sure we've got a team of people focused on that. As I say, we're generating ideas, we're providing as much external support as we can. We're publicising ideas out to our beneficiaries through our social media and website, and helping individuals who come forward with challenges. And I just highlight one example of someone, just to sort of show the work we do. Somebody came through to our legal rights team, has basically been engaging with the authorities for her and her 18-month-old daughter, who is sight and hearing impaired, to get disability living allowance. And we have basically helped her go through a tribunal and have got a sizable backdated payment, as well as a disabled child element of a child tax credit. And so this adds up to a really rather sizable sum, which will make an enormous difference for this lady. It's only one example, but it is quite an interesting example, I think, and quite symptomatic of the week in, week out support we give to people.
We are talking on the radio station with Dominic Milne from the legal rights team, you know, giving some of that advice as well. You know, and he talks a lot about people getting in touch just to speak with them about welfare payments they're entitled to. They don't know they're entitled to this, or if they're refused and they just don't want to take it further, you know, in comes RNIB. And, you know, as you say, Matt, there's a massive result. And that really was just, you know, a phone call.
That's right. And I think, you know, people are daunted. We all are, as we engage with authority. We think we don't know our way through. The process can be off-putting and difficult, particularly in a sort of COVID environment where it's all on the end of a phone and you feel no one is there and they're not having the time and taking things seriously. You know, nothing is easy. But we do have, as you say, people like Dominic and others who know their way through this minefield. And we have the wherewithal, the resilience, you know, the resources to be able to help. And I think, you know, there are any listeners out there who are sitting there feeling they've got a good case and a good perspective, but they're just daunted by the process, then please do engage with us and we'll be delighted to hear from you. And clearly we can take every case forward sort of on its merits.
Indeed, we'll give contact details a little bit later. We are, of course, also celebrating National Volunteers Week. You mean a huge amount to the charity, and the time they give is invaluable. You're off on your travels as well.
Scheduling Volunteers Week around the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, it's a great opportunity to sort of bring those two things together. Clearly, you know, the Queen's reign has been characterised by a whole lot of national volunteering efforts on a variety of things, with all sorts of organisations who mobilise hundreds of thousands of people up or down the country, you know, to volunteer their time. And so it's great that the volunteers angle was seen as a very appropriate angle to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee week this week. And as we've talked about many times, you know, we have a few thousand volunteers in the organisation who serve us royally and have, through COVID, had to pivot into different virtual ways of giving support, whether it's through technology, through helping us with our, you know, reading and transcription services, whether helping through some of our sort of community work in connecting people who were lonely. You know, all those things have been more difficult having to do them virtually, and we've been indebted to our volunteers. I was lucky enough to be in Cardiff about a month ago with a group of volunteers in Wales, talking through what they've been doing, reading services with young people. Couple of people there who were doing remote sort of tech support, and great just to hear the stories and how they, you know, managed to cope. And so this week, yeah, another focus on volunteers. So I'm going to Ivory Bridge tomorrow, which is the chance to go and celebrate 35 years of our personalised transcription services under the very able leadership of Jill Cowsill, who's a force of nature who set up Ivory Bridge when she moved to South Devon. We've got about 80 volunteers coming along for a bit of lunch, some live music, some poetry and other readings going on, as befits a team that do a lot of work around our reading services. And I'm going down, I think, to say a few words as well, which will be the icing on the cake, won't it? But yeah, it's a great chance to celebrate with one group of volunteers and make the point that we're very indebted to our volunteers all year round. And it's great this week that we can, you know, celebrate alongside the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Well, you mentioned Cardiff there, Matt, so we're going to finish off with Cardiff and a bit of a rugby connection.
In my youth, I used to chase the oval ball until I got injured a long time ago now. But I'm delighted that one of our team, Gareth Davis, who works for us, and he's been the driving force, really, in getting the Cardiff visually impaired rugby team off the ground as part of the Cardiff Rugby Club. And Cardiff Rugby Club are a famous old club with great tradition in Welsh rugby and a lot of international players, etc., who come out of Cardiff. And they're obviously a beacon in sort of community work. And Gareth has worked with them to get the VI rugby team off the ground. It's a very inclusive club and does a great job at spreading that message of inclusivity, you know, not just within the blind and partially sighted community, but also taking part in sort of diversity tournaments. So, you know, as I say, Gareth has done a brilliant job of getting it off the ground. And we're delighted that last week, Gareth was given an award for outstanding contribution to community rugby at the sort of Hull Cardiff Club Rugby Awards. And it's the first time the club have recognised a blind and partially sighted player to receive one of the club's top awards. And I think show how much importance, how seriously they take this development in, you know, trying to open up the game beyond maybe what has been the focus on their elite playing squads in the men's and women's game. Great for Gareth, it's great for the RNIB to support this. And it's a perfect example of how sports clubs can see sport differently, which is clearly the theme of one of our campaigns that we're working with a variety of sports bodies on, Sport England and British Blind Sport, over the 3 years to get, you know, people to see how blind and partially sighted people can play sport and participate in sport in a much more rounded way than society has thought up to this point. So, you know, brilliant on every level that Gareth got this outstanding contribution to Community Rugby Award at Cardiff last week.
Congratulations again to Gareth. What a great award and great recognition as well, Matt. Now, if you would like any information about RNIB or want to find out more about some of the topics we've been discussing, of course, the cost of living support is there as well. Different ways for you to do that. Go on to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline. Our team are ready and waiting. Call 0303 123 9999, and if you have an Amazon Echo device, you can ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Out of time once again, Matt. We're back again with you next week, but thank you for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, and I just hope everyone has a very happy Platinum Jubilee weekend.